As we continue our walk through the Mass during this year of the Eucharist, today we turn our attention and our focus to the penitential rite. This ritual moment is an element of the introductory rites of the Mass, rites that collectively draw us together as a community, as the body of Christ at prayer. We come to each Mass from many directions and along various paths, not only geographically, but emotionally and mentally and spiritually. We enter at various times, some at a leisurely pace, others rushing to push their families into the pews at the last minute. In the opening song, we begin to form a worshiping community, joining not only our voices with others, but also uniting our minds and our hearts in a common tempo, a common rhythm, a common lyric, even if our voices aren't pitch perfect. When we pray the sign of the cross, we acknowledge the single saving act that brings us together and binds us together, just as the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are bound in a communion of love. As we respond to the presider in the greeting, we recognize Christ's presence not only in his person, but also in the midst of our assembly, coming together to worship and praise our Creator, our Redeemer, our Sanctifier. And then, in the penitential rite that follows, our assembly admits and confesses our common ground as human beings, our sinfulness. And we invoke and we accept the mercy of God offered to all of us through our Lord Jesus Christ. As I always tell the returning Catholics when we walk through the Mass, if we do not acknowledge our common sinfulness and recognize our common need for mercy, then why do we need a Savior? Why do we need the saving grace poured out in word and sacrament at the Mass? Why do we need to experience the sacrifice at this altar and encounter the risen Christ under the appearance of bread and wine? Although you and I are being formed into the image of Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, each one of us is a work in progress. And the penitential rite gives us a moment to reflect on the reality of sin that remains within us, that remains in our lives. Do you believe that you are a sinner? This question is far more than rhetorical, and it requires a deeper response than simply saying, "Yes, I know that I am." In the Confiteor, we pray, "Through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault." Three times we take ownership of our sins, and we strike ourselves on the breast as if to pound home that point, as if to point to the one who is responsible for what I have done and what I have failed to do. In order to seek the mercy and forgiveness of God, we must first come face to face with the reality and the truth of our sins. In today's first reading and in the gospel reading, we are presented with people who are very sinful. They use their career, their life's work to cheat others and to gain more for themselves. The gospel parable points out how clever the children of this world are in their efforts to gain dishonest wealth, and how foolish they are when their sins blind them to the true wealth, wealth beyond this world. Now, you don't need me to stand here and point out the cheating, the stealing, the lying, the dishonesty, the sins that are so apparent in these gospel readings. But you and I often need the penitential rite to point out the same sinfulness in our own lives. We seek a far higher prize than worldly wealth and well-being. We seek to be children of light who will be welcomed into eternal dwellings and receive an imperishable reward that will not fail. Unless we are willing to face the depth of our sins honestly and to seek mercy and forgiveness, we will not receive that reward. The penitential rite calls us to that awareness each time we gather at Mass. And consequently, we dare not casually or easily speak the words of the penitential rite. The acknowledgement of sin is our pathway to an encounter with Christ that he desires for us and that we seek in the Mass. So as we are drawn together as a community in the introductory rites, we must face the obstacles that get in our way with our union with God and with each other and beg for mercy and forgiveness that will reconcile us to God and each other. Last Sunday's gospel reading began with the Pharisees and the scribes criticizing Jesus, seeing him in the company of sinners and tax collectors, and complaining in outrage, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." In his reflection on this reading, Pope Francis said, "This phrase actually reveals itself as a wonderful announcement. Jesus welcomes sinners and eats with them." The Holy Father continued, "This is what happens to each of us at each and every Mass, in every church. Jesus is happy to welcome us to his table, where he offers himself for us. This is the phrase that should be written on the doors of our churches. Here, Jesus welcomes sinners and invites them to his table." In the penitential rite, we remove our masks of piety and throw off our self-deceptions of righteousness. You and I humbly join our voices to confess that we are sinners. And Jesus welcomes us and invites us to commune with him at this table.